Today, we continue with lesson number 112 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We will continue in the 27th perek, which we began yesterday. Today, we will continue with the second and third Mishnayos, Perek Chof Zayin, Mishneh Beis, and Mishneh Gimel. And we're continuing with the same information that we already know about different materials having different levels of strictness as far as their susceptibility to categories of tumah. A beged, a cloth made of wool or linen, is susceptible to five categories. A sack made from long hair, the long hairs of animals, like goats, is susceptible to four categories of tumah. Or leather is susceptible to three. Eitz, wood, is susceptible to two. And klicheres are susceptible to only one. Now, the Mishnah tells us another thing about these various materials, besides their differences in strictness relative to the number of categories of tumah to which they are susceptible. They also differ in the measurements, the dimensions of this material necessary for them to be susceptible to Kabbalah's tumah. So Mishneh Beis, HaBeged, remember Beged, cloth of Tzemer u'Pishtim, of wool or linen, is the strictest of all these materials. So HaBeged mitamei mishum shlosho al shlosho lemidros. In order for a piece of cloth to become Tomei Tumas Medris, it has to be Shlosho al Shlosho Tefochim. Remember, Shlosho, which is the masculine, grammatically the masculine number of three, matches Tefochim, which is the masculine noun. So for, when he says Shlosho al Shlosho, we're referring to Tefochim, fist, the width of a fist. It has to be three fist widths by three fist widths in order to be susceptible to Tumas Medris, because to be a seat for a person to sit on, it's got to be of some size, at least three tvochim by three tvochim. Less than that of Beged would not be Mekabel Tumas Medris. But, umishum sholosh al sholosh, sholosh is nekevo, not zochor, because it refers to etzba, etzbaos, which is nekevo in the plural. So sholosh al sholosh means just three finger widths. By three finger widths, a small scrap of fabric is mikabel tumah tumas meis. It's mikabel tumas meis. And also, by the way, all other tumos except for medris, because a small scrap of fabric, three etzbos by three etzbos, is chashuv, is significant for a poor person who has to make use of every little scrap of material that he has. So that's with reference to Beged. Going down, less strict means bigger dimensions. You need more of it in order for it to be susceptible to Kabbalah's tumah, is sack. Remember, sack is made of the long hairs of goats or other such animals. Hasak arbo al arbo. The sack, in order to be mekabel tumas medris, has to be 4 by 4 tvachim, larger than Beged. Ho'or, leather, chamisha al chamisha, has to be 5 tvachim by 5 tvachim. Mapeitz means a woven mat made, for example, of grass or reeds. Shisha al shisha, for it to be mekabel tumah, it has to be 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. Shovin, these shiurim, sack 4 by 4, or 5 by 5, and mapets 6 by 6. This is true for lemedras. In order for a piece of sack to be mikabel tumas medras as a seat to sit upon, it has to be 4 by 4 tvachim. In order for or to be mikabel tumas medras, it has to be 5 by 5 tvachim. In order for a mapets to be mikabel Tumas Medris, it has to be 6 by 6 tvachim. Ulitomei meis. And the same thing is true for Tumas meis, and also for other types of tumas. There's no such thing as 3x3 etzbos, shalosh etzbos, for anything but beget. Sak or mapets, they have to be 4x4 tfachim, or 5x5 tfachim, or 6x6 tfachim, as the case may be. Rabbi Meir says, hasak shiorov arbo. If you have a sackcloth which became torn, and all that's left is 4x4 tfachim, then it is mekabel tumah. But utchiloso, for in its original state, in order for it to be mekabel tumah, it's not enough, as the Tanakama holds, for it to be 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. But rather, it is only mekabel tumah mishiyi gomer, when it is completely woven, it's a complete product. That's the opinion of Rav Meir, and the halacha is not like Rav Meir, simpler, like the Tanna Kamma, Beged, Shlosh al Shlosh al Midrash, Shlosh al Shlosh al Tomemes, Sak, Arbol Arbol for everything, or Chamisha al Chamisha for everything. Everything I mean, Midrash, Tomes Meis, and Shar Tomes, Mapet Shisha al Shisha for all types of Tumma, Midrash, Tomemes, and all other types of Tumma. Mishneh Gimel. Mishneh Gimel makes that a little more complicated. Suppose you make an object, a piece of a strip of cloth or whatever, not from one type of cloth, not from just wool, but from wool combined with sack, or sack combined with leather, etc. So here you have the following situation. Ho'oseshnayim min ha-beged v'echod min ha-sack. Suppose a person makes a piece of cloth, a tablecloth, which is totally 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim, which for a beged, if it was only made of wool, it would be mekabel tumah. But in this case, he has only 2 tfachim by 2 tfachim of beged, and the other tefach is from sack. All right? Or Shloshton min hasak v'yechod min ha'or, or he makes a beged 4x4 tfachim, which is the shiur for sak, but only 3 of those tfachim are sak, and the other one is or. Or arbo min ha'or v'yechod min ha'mapitz, if he takes a piece of leather and makes it into a 4x4 piece of leather, but only 3x3 of that leather is of that cloth, that strip is made of leather, and the other is made of mappets, tohor. In all these cases, the strip of material is not mekabel tumo, because the species, the min, the type of fabric necessary, which requires a larger shear for kabbalas tumo, cannot be mashlim, cannot be added to a species which is more chamor and for which a smaller shear suffices. So therefore, sak, which is number 2 on our list in terms of strictness, cannot be mitztaref, cannot be joined with beged, which is number 1 in terms of strictness. And or number 3 cannot be combined with sak number 2 on our list. And mapitz number 4 on our list cannot be combined with or. The Rambam says that this is only true in terms of being tohor min hamedris, because from min hamedris, which is more choshuv, you have to have 4x4 tfachim of beged, only beged, in order for a beged to be mekabel tumah, as a 3x3 for beged, 3x3 for beged. But if it's only 2x2 beged and 1x1, or even 1x2 of sak, it would not be mekabel tumas medris. Other mefarshim say no. If it's it doesn't have the requisite shear, then and it only reaches the requisite shear because other materials are attached to it, which are lower on the list of strictness, then it is not mekabel any tumah, even tumas mes. Now, the Mishnah gives some examples, further examples here. Chamisha min hamapetz v'yechod min ha'or. But Suppose he attaches five tefachim from Mapeitz, which requires, remember, six tefachim. And the additional tefach to bring it up to six tefachim is from Or, which is higher on the list. Remember, Mapeitz is number four on our list, the most lenient, requiring the largest amount, and Or is number three on our list, requiring a smaller amount. So he attaches a strip of leather to the Mapeitz. Now, in total, you have a 6x6 tefachim piece of material, which is the shear for Mapeitz, or arbo min ha'or v'yechod min ha'sak, or requires 5x5. Suppose he only had four of those tefachim from Or, and the fifth necessary was from Sak, which is higher on the list, more strict. Or, shlosha min ha'sak v'yechod min ha'beget. Sak requires arbo of arbo. Suppose it does not have arbo of arbo itself, but beget is mashlim. You add some strips of cloth, wool cloth, to make it, bring it up to the 4x4. Tomei, in all these cases, it is mekabel tumah, because the species requiring the lesser shiur, which is stricter, beged requiring the least, the smallest shiur, only 3x3, is the strictest of them all, is mashlim, a species which requires a larger shiur, which is more lenient, so that Beged would be mitztaref to Sak, and Sak would be mitztaref to Or, and Or would be mitztaref to Mapeitz, but not the reverse direction. Mapeitz would not be mitztaref to the shear necessary for Or, Or would not be mitztaref to the shear necessary for Sak, Sak would not be mitztaref to the shear necessary to Beged, etc. Zehaklal, this is the general rule. Kol shechi belo. Anytime you attach to the main piece of this strip of material, min hachomu mimenu, something which is stricter, meaning something which requires a smaller shear in order to become tome, the strip is mekabel tumo. Min hakal mimenu, but if you attach to it something of lesser strictness, meaning something which requires a larger shear in order to become tome, then tohor. The Dover Hakal, the more lenient material, is not mitzdarev to bring it up to the shear necessary for the stricter type of material. Now, there's an interesting din here, which is recorded in the Bar Tanura. Suppose you bring, our Mishnah says, by the way, now, that the Chomor is mitzdarev to the Kal. So Beged would be mitzdarev to Sak. And Sak would be mitzdarev to Or, and Or would be mitzdarev to Mapeitz. But suppose you skip something in the list, and you try to combine not Beget to Sak, but rather Beget to Or, or Beget to Mapeitz, or Sak to Mapeitz. Then it's not mitzdarev, because that's both of Daito Eitzel Kol Odom. To have Beget cloth and to reinforce it, to expand it by attaching a strip of leather, people don't do that. If you have a beged, people will be mitzdarev to make it larger, to expand it, a piece of sack, but not a piece of ore. So one and two are mitzdarev, but one on three, not mitzdarev. Three and four, ore and mapets, are mitzdarev. But two and four, sack and mapets, would not be mitzdarev. So this is what the Bar Tanura says. And so, we have completed the second and third Mishnayos of the 27th Perek, and in the process concluded lesson number 112.